You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked On Mets. On today's show, in the first half, I want to talk about Albert Almora Jr. as the Mets are showing some interest in signing the center fielder. So I'll talk about what he brings to the table and why Jake Marisnyk might still be a better fit for the Mets. Then later on the second half of the show, I want to talk about Corey Kluber as the Mets went to his showcase on Wednesday. I'll talk about how he did and whether the Mets should sign yet another former Cleveland Indian to their roster. Before we get to any of that though, I'm your host Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, follow me on Twitter at Finkelstein Ryan, and a little extra incentive to follow me is that there is now a Locked On Mets giveaway that I want you daily listeners to check out. So if you go to my Twitter at Finkelstein Ryan, or more importantly, the show's Twitter at Locked On Mets, you will see the rules to enter your name in the raffle to get a signed Michael Conforto 8x10 photo. So again, make sure you follow those accounts. Follow the rules. You basically just have to retweet the giveaway tweet, and that signed Michael Conforto photo can be yours. So make sure if you're a daily listener, you enter this. I really want to see somebody who enjoys the show get this cool piece of Mets memorabilia. Anyway, let's talk about center field for the Mets. George Springer is still the pie in the sky that everyone hopes the Mets ultimately land on, and he might still fall in their price range, but after swinging the trade to get Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco, there's a chance the Mets shop in the lower tier markets to make their roster come together and gel and make a lot more sense. And with that, they could get a cheaper defensive first right-handed center fielder that can pair with Brandon Nimmo at center. And then you would maybe work your roster around that. Obviously, there's other needs as well that could be addressed, but if they commit the $20-plus million annually to sign George Springer, that's going to make it more difficult to sign Lindor, Michael Conforto, maybe even Noah Syndergaard to contract extensions, and it's also going to make it more difficult to address the starting rotation, the bullpen, and any other needs they may have. So Albert Almora Jr. has been broached as a center fielder the Mets may target. Almora was a Chicago Cub for years and was non-tendered at the non-tender deadline because he has really fallen off a cliff over the last couple of seasons. He was very good offensively early on in his career from 2016 through 2018. In the last 2 years, he's really struggled. Look at his defense. In 2018, he was worth 10 defensive runs saved. He was also worth 10 outs above average. That was really his lone season where he was a superb defensive center fielder. Otherwise, he's been about average, sometimes even a little bit below average. You look at the offense, and his career high when it comes to weighted runs created plus is 103 back in 2017. Now, what that tells you is that he has never quite been an above average offensive player. And if you're not sure what WRC plus weighted runs created plus is, that is a stat that measures hitters based on a league average of 100. So 103 being his best year tells you he's never quite shined as an offensive player. You look at his career numbers. He's a career 271 hitter. That's pretty solid in the old days. But now we look at on-base percentage. And his on-base percentage for his career is 309. That's not great. His OPS for his career is 707. Again, not this outstanding offensive piece the Mets would be adding. He is a bit younger than someone like Jake Marisnyk, but I don't know how much more upside he really has, especially when you're talking about a win-now roster. I see Almora Jr. as a player who should sign with the Baltimore Orioles or a team like that where he can get a bunch of playing time and maybe prove that there's still that upside there. I don't think that's the player the Mets would want to plug in to a roster that is trying to compete in the division and trying to potentially win a World Series. To me, Jake Mariznick makes a lot more sense. A guy who has a ton of experience, has some experience in the playoffs, won a World Series, although that World Series has a massive asterisk because of the sign-stealing scandal. Still, you look at what Mariznick brings to the table, and it's his glove. That glove is far superior to Albert or Mora's. You look at their careers, and Mora's played 489 games. Mariznick has played 701 games. You look at their wars. For his career, Albert Amora's war is 2.8. Jake Mariznick is 10.9. So even though he has played almost twice as many games, that shows you he still brings far more value. And then you look at some of the defensive stats for Almora's career. He's been with 14 outs above average throughout all the outfield positions he's played. Jake Mariznick has been worth 39 outs above average. You go to defensive runs saved. Almora has only been worth 8. Mariznick, 71. So Jake Mariznick, in my opinion, is a far superior defensive player. When it comes to the offensive side, either one of those guys could pop because they have that background as former top prospects. And maybe for a season with limited playing time, facing left-handed pitching pretty much solely, either one of them could have a really nice year. But the reason that you sign one of these guys is to be an outstanding defensive center fielder, to go out late in games and man the position and move Brandon Nimmo into left and to play against left-handed pitching. And I think Jake Mariznick was an ideal player to fill that role. Yes, the Mets made a bad trade to get him. Do not get me wrong. That was not a good deal by Bertie Van Wagenen. He traded Blake Taylor, who immediately became a quality left-handed reliever for the Astros in that deal. That's one they would wish they could have back. But when it comes to signing Mariznick on a contract that might not even be much more than a guaranteed spot in the major league roster, that's a deal that I think the Mets should make. And the one thing I'm a bit concerned about when it comes to Sandy Alderson is I'm wondering if there's part of him that is trying to separate himself from quote-unquote Bertie Van Wagenen guys. We saw that they non-tendered Chasen Shreve after he had some really promising numbers in 2020 because they didn't want to guarantee him a spot on the major league roster. But you look at what his splitter did this past season, and to me, going through the numbers, it was one of the nastiest pitches in baseball. I would have brought Chasen Shreve back as opposed to signing Jerry Blevins, although the minor league deal does give them a little bit more flexibility. And I wonder if Alderson is bringing in more of quote-unquote his guys as opposed to grabbing some guys that Bertie Van Wagenen brought in and maybe has connections with. And if that's the case, if that is something that's on Alderson's mind, maybe that's why he is targeting Almora as opposed to Jake Mariznick, a guy that was brought in by Brody via trade, I think he's making a mistake because Mariznick is simply a better player. Just like I think Chasen Shreve is simply a better pitcher than Jerry Blevins. We will see how that really is going to impact the Mets, if that is really anything that matters. These are kind of smaller pieces to your roster. But I think the Mets are supposed to become a smarter organization with the analytics. And to me, if you just compare these players, Mariznick and Shreve better than Almora and Blevins. Now, the Mets have not signed Almora. They're simply showing some interest. Maybe it's because they want to sign him to a minor league contract. If that's the case, bringing in a guy who has that much major league experience on a minor league deal, that would be a good move for the Mets. So until there is a signing made, it is a little bit tough to actually jump to quick judgment. I just wanted to kind of throw that out there that I believe Mariznick right now, if you're just simply talking about adding a right-handed hitting defensive first center fielder, my opinion, he is the best option on the market. We will see what the Mets ultimately do. Anyway, just a minute, I want to talk about Corey Kluber and his showcase and whether he makes sense for the Mets this season. Are we ready for some more football? The NFL playoffs are in full swing as we enter the divisional round weekend. Only, what, a month away from the Super Bowl? Maybe not even. Crazy how quick the sports season is flying. If you want to get in on the action, there's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust. And that's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Once there, you can find NFL betting on the playoffs, NBA betting during the regular season, college basketball betting as well, and MLB futures where you can bet on the Mets to win the World Series or win the National League or even to win the NL East. So if you want to get in on the action today, go to betonline.ag. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to get a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like your mortgage or food. So why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, maybe even 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? RockAuto.com is a family business that has been serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. They have everything you could want, from engine control modules to brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and then choose the brand specifications and prices you prefer. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Let's talk about Corey Kluber. The former Cy Young held the showcase for teams on Wednesday, which was attended by roughly 25 teams. The 34-year-old had a 30-pitch showcase where he touched 91 on his fastball, averaging between 89 and 91. He looked healthy, according to reports. The breaking stuff looked good. He showed all of his pitches, and teams came away very impressed. This is potentially the best buy low, high ceiling free agent starting pitcher on the market. And the question now after this showcase is, what type of a market is there going to be for his services? You look at his career, and there was a moment in time where Corey Kluber was considered one of, if not the best pitcher in baseball. He won two Cy Youngs, finished in the top three four times. He's a three-time All-Star. He led the American League in ERA during his second Cy Young season in 2017 when he pitched to a 2.25 ERA. And really, there was a five-year stretch there where he was the ace of Cleveland and was just spectacular. I mean, from 2014 through 2018, he had a 2.85 ERA. His strikeout per nine rate was 10.1. His whip was 1.016. Those are all incredible numbers. He eclipsed 220 strikeouts in each of those five seasons. What happened to him over the last 2 years? Well, some bad luck, to be completely honest. 2019, he's hit by a line drive, which fractures his arm. Throughout the rehab process, he ends up getting some abdominal tightness, which halted and ultimately ended his season before he really got a chance to come back with Cleveland. Then he got traded to the Texas Rangers, was never this high velocity guy, but the velocity was down, ended up having some shoulder issues. Then he tore a muscle in his shoulder when he was trying to come back later on in the season, and that basically ended his brief Rangers career. The fact, though, that at this showcase, he touched 91, that's a good sign for a pitcher that still could increase some velocity throughout spring training. And also, this was never a guy that was getting by based on a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. At his best during those years, 2014 through 2018, his fastball was generally averaging around 92 miles per hour. Where Kluber was successful is he had an incredible curveball and a 5-pitch arsenal with that fastball, a sinker, a changeup, the curveball, and a cutter. So if he can get the velocity back over 90, locate that fastball, and pair it with that awesome curveball, if that curveball still has that same bite to it, and he's able to throw those other off-speed pitches effectively, there's no reason why Kluber can't be a very, very competent back-end starting pitcher for you. I mean, he has a lot of upside for the Mets, and I think this is a really interesting signing because he's not going to cost $10-plus million guaranteed like a Jake Odorizzi. He might get that through incentives depending on his market, but you can sign Corey Kluber to a deal and have him compete with Steven Matz in spring training and Corey Oswalt and Sam McWilliams, and Kluber would be very good competition for all those pitchers. A guy that, if anything else, hopefully can get you through the first couple months of the season until Noah Syndergaard comes back. And it just makes it a easier transition to put Seth Lugo back in the bullpen when you have someone with Kluber's pedigree in camp competing for that fifth starter spot, because basically that's where we're at with the Mets here. David Peterson, I don't believe, has a spot guaranteed, but you have to think they're leaning heavily towards using him out of the rotation. Your top three is set with Carrasco, DeGrom, and Stroman. So if you can add Kluber into that mix, I would give him the edge over Steven Matz and any of the other guys competing for that spot in the rotation. I think if the Mets look at what they signed Betances to last year as a framework, there is a good chance that they can get a deal done where you're signing a former star pitcher who's coming off injuries. They give Kluber a one-year deal with a player option and some incentives. That might be enough to get a deal done. Other teams might just be looking at a one-year contract. So while it would cut into your payroll in 2022 if it didn't work out, I think it's worth it to land this guy. And I also think the Mets have an edge now because they're an attractive destination. You tell Corey Kluber he has to go into camp and compete with Steven Matz and some other guys, but he does know that the Mets have a ceiling of potentially being a World Series team. He's late in his 30s. He's made some money. I could see him looking at the Mets and saying, I can go and play with my former teammates, Carlos Carrasco and Francisco Lindor, on a team that's going to be really competitive, pitch alongside Jacob deGrom. I mean, there is a good chance here that Kluber looks at all of his options and the Mets are the most attractive. And I believe if you look at the starting pitching market at the price, Kluber does represent a really intriguing option. So we will see if the Mets go that route, but I think Kluber is maybe the best they can get when you're shopping in the same bin that includes guys like Cole Hamels, Jake Arrieta, and I'm forgetting one, John Lester. That's the other guy I was thinking of. So all these guys are former aces who can be had right now pretty cheap, and I think if you get one of those types of pitchers to come into camp, you might be able to catch some lightning in a bottle. So it could be an interesting option for sure. Anyway, that'll be all for today's edition of Locked On Mets. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. We'll have one more episode this week on Friday. Also, make sure you enter our first Locked On Mets giveaway for a chance to win a Michael Conforto signed photo. Follow the show at Locked On Mets. You can find the tweet pinned there with all of the rules that you need to follow to enter for a chance to win. Also, if you are trying to get in on the betting this year, there is one place to go to help you get a few more wins and get yourself on the right track, and that is the Locked On Bets podcast, which is hosted by your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long, so subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts.